Victory 91.5. Good morning. It is Risenstein, and what a special day. What an awesome day. And there is no charge for awesomeness. Ray no. Haynes is in here, and he's telling us about the days of awe. If you have paid for a 4-year Masters of Divinity, you're not going to get what you're getting here this morning. So we just thank you for coming in here and opening up our eyes to a huge picture. This is not a helicopter view of what God is doing. This is a universe view of what God is doing.
Oh, amen. It's exciting. You know, as we're getting ready to pray here, we pray for salvation. In fact, this year, this is the big shift, is we are going to focus on salvation 100 times more. The intensity increases. And coming up this hour, hopefully, if we can get through, we'll get to what's coming for the year. 5775 began in Rosh Hashanah. Why it's all about salvation. So this prayer time is for the lost, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So what's cool about what's really, really cool about the days of awe, one more thing, is really, really cool is these are the days of repentance. It's the preparation time, right? Mm-hmm. So what's really, really neat is Yom Kippur is all about the sacrifice and the forgiveness of God. So first you repent, and then you find that he's already made a way to deal with all that. He makes a way for our forgiveness. So he says, listen, I want you to work on your forgiveness. You go do that. I got something I got to do. And bam, over here, he said, all right, I have made a way that all that your dreams can come. You can be restored. Yom Kippur represents Judgment Day when all men will stand before God. So I want you to hear this especially. You understand, when we talk about salvation, we're not talking about just, I'm going to go to church, I'm going to sit in church, I'm just going to interact a little bit, I may listen to a Christian radio station, I may read my Bible, I may give. Every single person is going to stand before God. This is that day. This is the day of the fall of mankind. This is the day that started it. This is how it ends. Everyone stands before him. Now, a clever little thing. God loves numbers. We're going to get into how numbers work in the Bible. Hebrew, a letter is a number, is a word, is a picture, is a story. It's not like an English A, B, C, D. It's very, very different. It's much thicker, much deeper. So when you talk about numbers and they'll throw all kind of things at you in Hebrew, the reason that's why is because you can't use a number or letter without using a number. So the word Satan, okay, you add that up, the letters that make up his name in Hebrew, all right, it adds up to 364. So the Jews, who have a great sense of humor sometimes, you missed that growing up, but they actually do have a clever sense of humor in this one. Yom Kippur.
My mom is very funny.
Even the accent's funny, come on. All right, so Satan adds up to 364, right? So Yom Kippur is the holiest, or the last day in that sense of the year. It's the most holy day. So this is the day that Satan can't accuse you. Yom Kippur, this is the day, the holiest day. It represents the day for Christians. You stand before the judgment seat of Christ without any accusation.
Praise the Lord.
In a nutshell, that's the humorous part of the numbers part that they don't, of course, recognize Christ yet, but they even get that part, that this is the day when you stand before God. You don't want to have an accuser with you. So when we talk about, when we pray for you or your family or whoever right now, this is what we want to pray for, that you can get that reality, that you are going to stand there. You don't want an accuser. You want to be able to celebrate your judgment. The judgment is, the verse says, if you judge yourself, you would not have to be judged. Judge yourself now. Don't leave it up to God, because there's no mercy in that moment. Absolutely none. So shall we pray? Hallelujah. Father, we just love you. God, we worship you as the awesome God, the most awesome. Everything about you is awesome. We look back from the beginning of time and see that this was all about you. Every picture, everything, and we haven't even got into the exciting things that you did on this day, but everything is about you. And so, God, we just want you to begin to examine our hearts and Father especially, would she just begin to move on her heart in a way that would begin to move that accuser away.
Yes.
So he has nothing to accuse us of. God, we cannot perfect ourselves. We cannot become more perfect or less perfect. We're just going to be messed up. We need you. We need a Savior. We need to be in front of you, covered in the blood of Jesus, because he is the only one righteous. So God, right now, would you just begin to work on into the depths of hearts right now? Just pull them and draw them deeper into you. God, we ask that this one who is listening and just kind of in the background and just beginning to feel that stirring right now would begin just to pray and say, God, I come to you. I need your forgiveness. I know I do. And I want to start, you know, I want to start this new year. I want to have a celebration. I want to have an awesome day on Yom Kippur. I want to be with you. I want to know you. I want to keep my appointment with you. And so I do that right now. I ask you to come into my heart. Make this that garden where we can meet every single day. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with forgiveness. Make me a new creation. Do that now in this heart, the one that's crying out to you, for the one for David's brother, for each of the ones we pray for each one on the list, and those that are being called out right now by those who are listening. God, we ask that you would set a meeting date with them that brings salvation right now, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Coming up more with Ray on the Days of Awe.